God bless you. I'm glad you're here.
每个人都祝福彼此。
God bless you. I'm glad you're here. Yeah. On Friday, I got a chance to take youth kids to ice skating.
在星期五的时候，我有机会带领我们的青少年去参加一次滑冰。
We went to Shark's Ice and they were skating. I didn't skate. I was on the top floor watching and make sure everybody's safe.
这些年轻人在滑冰，但是我并没有滑冰，我是到了那个圣何西这个shark 鲨鱼的这个在上面的看台上面观看他们。
And these two teenagers they're not from our church, but they were skating, guy and a girl, they were skating very close.
这有两一个一对青年青年的男女，他们在一起，不是从我们教会来的，他们在一起滑冰，你可以看得出来他们的关系很亲密。
And the guy he fell, and as he was falling, he grabbed the girl and pulled her down.
这个男青年他在滑冰的时候他摔倒了，但他在倒的时候他顺势把那个他旁边的这个女士也给带倒了。
And here's the beautiful part. They both fell, but they were laughing.
这是很美妙的事情，是他们两个都摔倒了，但他们两个都在很高兴的在欢笑。
Yeah, the guy was so happy. It's like he fell on purpose.
这个男生好像是很高兴的样子，好像给人的感觉他是不是有意的摔了一跤。
And he got up and he helped her up.
他起来的时候把他的女伴也一起拉了起来。
And they went skating again.
他们又继续滑冰。
I think that's the image of us before Jesus, isn't it? Just so in love with Christ that whether we fall or we're standing, there's so much joy in us.
这一幕情景也可以来用来描述我们和耶稣基督的关系。他是我们这么的爱我们，即使我们摔跤的时候，他随时会把我们搀扶起来，我们可以和耶稣基督一起欢笑。
Because we know that He is with us.
我们知道主耶稣基督和我们。一直同在。
Whether it's a good or bad day, Jesus is with us.
不管是好的时光和坏的时光，他都和我们同在。
And if God is with us, then it doesn't matter what happens around us. We know that He will take care of us.
有主的同在，我们并不在乎。就不管周围发生什么事情，我们都会有信心，他会来照顾我们，带领我们。
Amen. Amen. Let me pray and let's start.Father, we thank you for this morning, and we are truly in love with you, who gave himself up that we may have life, that we can smile even though things are not working the way we imagined, because we have God who can work through all circumstances for good to those who love you. So this morning, as we approach the Word of God, give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear and heart to embrace, and the Spirit's power to live out your Word. In Jesus' name.Amen. For Disciple Church, I've decided to share about Easter about a month ahead.
就是我在DC教会开始，就是在复活前一周一个月前开始一个关于主的这个讲道。
Because for Christians, Easter is the most important day, isn't it?
对基督徒来说，复活节应该是最重要的日子。
Christmas is important.Because without Christmas, there's no Easter. But we tend to blow up Christmas so much that Easter kind of gets kind of backseat sometimes.
圣诞节也很重要，但是没有，因为是没有圣诞节就没有复活节。但是我们往往是咱们现在是把圣诞节放大了很多，但是却忽略了，从某种程度上忽略了复活节。
So this year I wanted to spend some time just focusing on Easter. What did Jesus do? Why did he do it?And how should we live our lives in light of what he did on the cross?
所以说今年的话，我想从讲述耶稣基督，就是说让我们能够真正明白复活节的意义。耶稣基督为什么要做他所做的，让我们知道如何是过耶稣基督所要的生活。
So with that in mind, I want to tell you a story. It took place April 3rd, 2015, in a place in Kenya at Garissa University College.
我开始想讲一个故事，发生在2015年，在4月3日，在肯尼亚的一个城市。
A gunman and a few of his buddies moved through the school with a list of names.
有一个枪手和他的几个同伙，他们到了这个大学里面的话，他们手上有一个名单。
And if your name was on the list, they'll pull that student aside and they asked one question with a gun, aimed at their head, saying, "Are you a Christian?"
如果这个人的名单是在上面的，这个人的名字在他的名单上面的话，他就会这个枪手会把这个人叫出来，然后是拿着枪指着他的头问一个问题。
And if you said yes, you were shot on the spot.
他就问你是不是基督徒，如果你回答是的话，你当时就会被枪杀。
By noon that day, 148 college students who were Christians were killed.
到那个中午的时候，在那个大学里面有148名基督徒就被枪杀了。
I mean, there's no other words to describe that except the word evil, because truly that was evil day. And the Christian college students faced a question that we ourselves have under our hearts, whether we realize it or not. And the underneath question below who are you a Christian is, who do you belong to?
这个发生的事情的话，只有用一句话可以描述，就是完全的邪恶。但是就像那天那些基督徒那些学生面对的问题，我们每天也都安静的会遇到同样的问题。在这个你是否是基督徒的这个问题下面的话，是它的真正的含义是你到底是属于谁。
And that's what I want to talk about today, not how to have better week, because you know, you guys have enough knowledge for that, but what happened in our hearts, and what did God do to heal our heart, and then how should we live our lives in light of what God did through Jesus Christ.
今天我要讲的不是如何是更好的过一个更好的下一周过得更好一点。大家可能都有这方面的知识，但是我更想讲述的是我们内心的破碎和耶稣基督怎样去医治我们的破碎，和我们得医治之后应该过什么样的生活。
And the problem is here is that most people, I think perhaps some of us as well, live with this assumption that I'm mostly okay. You know, I mess up here, I sin here, but you know, I try to live better life, good life, and I'm okay.
很多人，包括基督徒在内，都觉得是活着一个这样的信条下面，觉得我基本上还可以，我虽然有这样的那样的缺陷，但是我基本上还是一个好人，我还是不错的。
Yeah, so we compare and we say, hey, I'm better than her, I'm better than him, but that's not how Bible describes us. The Bible describes our condition in Ephesians 2:1 as once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins.
我们往往是做横向的比较，我们觉得是自己比这个人好，比那个人好。但这个并不是圣经如何描述我们的情况。圣经是这样说，我们那时是在罪里死亡。
Not struggling, not barely making it, no, dead. See, if you're hurt and if you're barely making it, you could ask for help. You can get the medicine, you can bandage yourself up. But when you're dead, you can't do anything. Somebody else needs to come and rescue from that situation.
圣经描述我们的情况并不是说我们只是有这样那样的缺陷，或者是我们不是完全，而是说我们是完全的死亡。如果一个人有受仅仅是受伤的话，他还可以自己去呼救，如果这个人死掉了，他是不能拯救自己的。
And it's important that we understand this because we live in a world that basically says human beings are good just shaped in a bad system. You know, fix the schools, then everything will be okay. Fix the government, everything will be okay. Everything falls into place if we just fix the system.
我们生活在这样的社会里面，往往是把责任推卸在我们周围的环境上面。我们就会说，如果把学校搞好了，然后就会变得比较好，或者政府，或者是各种各样的事情。
But do you remember 2020 when pandemic hit? People who were nice and kind, texting kind words, were threatening their neighbors for not wearing masks. And I remember watching YouTube clip where these educated, well-mannered people went to Walmart and they were fighting and clawing each other to buy one more toilet paper. Do you remember that?
大家是否记得在疫情发生的时候，我们这些平常是文质彬彬的或者很有教养的人，大家那时候就是开始是互相威胁你的邻居或者朋友，就是说你怎么不戴这个口罩。还有一个我们在视频上 YouTube 等各地方看到，在 Walmart 这些超市里面，大家为了能够多拿一卷或者是这种卫生纸，大家是互相争抢或者是有时争打起来。
You see, when the pressure hits us, what's inside inevitably comes out.
当我们面对压力的时候，我们内心的真实的情况就会显露出来。
So we're not good people trapped in a bad system. We're broken people creating these bad systems. And when things go bad, we blame the system we created ourselves.
我们并不是一个所谓的好人，在一个坏的系统下面，而是我们是破碎的人，制造了各种各样破碎的系统，然后出了问题以后，我们是把责任推到这个我们所自己创造的这种破碎的系统里。
I mean, think about Judas Iscariot. He walked with Jesus for 3 years and heard everything he taught.Saw every single miracle he did, and he ended up selling him or Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
我们可以知道犹大的故事，他跟随耶稣有三年，看过听过各种各样的讲道，然后看过各种各样的奇迹，但是却最终的时候为了30个银钱把耶稣基督而出卖。
And it's so easy for us to go, ah,、oh, Judas, that man was bad. But before we do that, we ought to look at us.And look at him and go, well, you can sit next to Christ for a long time and still worship something else.
对我们来讲很容易就说是指责这个犹大，就说这个犹大实在是太糟糕了。但我们在做这个事情之前的话，我们要审视我们自己，是否因为是我们可能是追随耶稣基督多年，但是我们却内心深处却有各种各样的偶像。
We can come here and worship God and still in our minds we can build altar somewhere else. And for some people, that altar is career. The thing that if it disappeared tomorrow, we feel like you've lost yourself.
我们可能是会多年的到教会来敬拜，但是我们却在暗暗的在内心深处建筑各种各样的祭坛。对有些人来说，这个祭坛或者偶像就是这个职业。如果这个工作一旦消失，我们就感觉这个世界好像坍塌一样。
For others, it's approval. We just want people to say how good we are, how wonderful we are. We want to impress them with the things that we do. And if the right people don't say that, we get angry or we get cold.
对有些人来讲，可能是周围的人的这种赞誉或者是认可。如果我们做了事情以后没有得到我们所期待的赞誉的话，我们就会感到失望或者是愤怒。
For some people, they have control issue. They want to control everything, every single schedule, because they can't bear the thought of losing control.
对有些人来讲，可能是这种控制欲，他不能够忍受这种失去控制的这种感觉，这种没有无助的感觉。
Whatever you can imagine losing, because it creates such a worry and such anxiety, that's your altar. Every one of those altars tries to give you something only God can give.
如果有一件事情你失去了之后让你彻底的失去平安，这个对你来讲就是你的一个偶像。这个只有神真正的平安只有从神才能够来给予我们。
And the reason we feel that way is because the Bible diagnoses this, we are sinners. For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of the glory, God's glorious standard.
因为圣经告诉我们说我们都是罪人，没有一个好人，我们都是亏欠了神的荣耀。
And the Bible goes on to say that wages of sin is death. And for dead people like me and like yourself, we need somebody outside to come in and rescue us.
圣经也告诉我们说罪的代价就是死。对一个死人，你和我来说，我们需要的是外面有人把我们拯救出来。
And the Bible says there's no exception, for everyone has sinned, not just some, not just good-looking people, right? Just everyone falls under that category, we have sinned, and the wage of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们说不是有所谓的好人，而是说每个人都是一个罪人，所有人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，而且罪的代价就是死。
And the Bible says that it cost a lot to rescue us from that death, because we have to remember before the empty tomb there is the cup.
圣经也告诉我们说为了拯救我们是有重价来救赎了我们，因为是圣经告诉我们在那个耶稣复活之后那个空坟墓之前是有一个沉重的苦杯。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus fell face down in the dirt and he cried out. Even as the flickering torches were on its way to capture him, his sweat turned to blood and he cried out, Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine.
就是耶稣在哥西马林园的时候，他那时候在低头祷告，他 他的汗像血一样滴下来，那时候罗马兵丁的来逮捕他的火把在树林中闪烁，他那时就是说在路加福音这样描述，他祷告说，父啊，你若愿意就把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Remember, Jesus wasn't afraid of the nails. He knew about that before the foundation of the world. What he was asking to take it away was what's inside the cup.
因为耶稣基督并不是害怕十字架上的这个钉伤，因为他在创世之前就已经知道神的计划。他说愿祷告的是这杯中的事。
Every sin you and I have committed, every person's sin, yours, mine, the worst thing you could think of, the things that we haven't shared yet, every lie, every selfish thoughts, all of it just crammed and crushed into that cup, and he was asked to drink of it.
你和我所有的罪，我们所说过的谎言，我们所做的任何一个不合神旨意的事情，都变成了那个罪的缩影，放在这个杯里面，要神父神要神子把它喝下去。
But there was something even heavier than our sin. For all of eternity, within the love of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that's what we mean when we say God, there was never a separation, not once, but 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, while the crowd watched and disciples hid and the leaders were satisfied, the Son of God cried out, My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?
除了这个罪之外，罪的代价之外，还有一个是从创世以来就从来没有发生过的事情，就是圣父、圣子、圣灵他们永远的会在一起，在那个时刻却要这个神的儿子却要和神分离，他哭喊说，主啊，神啊，神啊，你为何离弃我。
The Bible tells us that at that moment the Father turned his face awayNot because the son failed, no, because the son succeeded. He lived exactly the way he was supposed to, and because of that, he was on that cross. And he had taken all of our sins into himself. Became sin itself, the Bible says. And because God is holy, sin and the presence of his holiness cannot exist. And the son felt the separation.
那一刻并不是因为是耶稣基督失败了，而是他成功了，因为是他做了父神要他所做的所有的事情，只是因为父神是完全的圣洁，他是不能够做和罪同时出现的。那个时刻就是父神转脸不看顾他。
So the warmth was withdrawn.
就是父神的爱和温暖。
The first and only moment in all of eternity.The son experienced exactly what every sinner deserves, the separation from God.
在那一瞬间，这个神子体会到了所有的跟父神所分开的这种痛苦。
And for a lot of Christians, this is hard to imagine because a lot of Christians don't walk close to God in affection. It reminds me of King Saul. If you look at the Old Testament, when King Saul was ordained to be king,God anointed him and the Spirit of God came upon him.
对于很多基督徒来说并没有这种和神的这种很亲密的关系，在旧约里面就是扫罗王有这样的一个描述，因为是他是神所拣选的，然后撒母耳就神的灵就降临到他身上。
But because of Saul's disobedience, Bible tells us the Spirit was withdrawn from him, and that affection, that relationship with God was so amazing that when the Spirit was withdrawn, he went crazy.
圣经告诉我们说，就是因为是扫罗的不顺服，所以神的灵就从他身里面离开了。但是神的灵是这样的奇妙，他神的灵离开以后，这个扫罗就变得很疯狂。
For many Christians, we don't know what that feels like because we don't have that kind of relationship with God, and we're okay with coldness and not hearing from God, not walking from God to a certain extent, as long as our life is comfortable.
对于很多基督徒来说并没有这种和神亲密关系的经历，所以说我们就是即使是没有和没有这么神的灵没有和我们一直同在的话，我们也是只要生活舒适的话，我们是感觉到也还可以。
But the Bible says it's not okay. How do we know? Because Jesus died so we can have that relationship with God and walk with Him in that closeness. Can you imagine having kids and they don't care about you?
但是圣经告诉我们说，神为我们而死，就是让我们和他有一个亲密的关系。你可以试想，你是否是希望有这样的孩子，他却不愿意和你有任何关系？
Sometimes we treat God that way. So Jesus died on the cross. The Bible tells us God made Christ who never sinned to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ.
圣经说，就是神为了让我们跟神有更跟这个耶稣基督有更好的关系，他。是说神使那哥林多后书五章二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So we're broken and we're dead. Christ comes and dies for us, and we know that. I'm assuming most of us know this. Most of us who are baptized and will partake in the communion today know this. So then how should we live our lives knowing the truth?
我们的基督徒都知道这样的圣经的真理，就是我们是有罪的，然后神为我们赎罪，然后我们今天的话也是圣餐的主日。但我们知道这些真理之后，我们是如何在生活中把它行出来。
In Galatians 2:20, Apostle Paul teaches us. He says, My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
在加拉太书二章二十节，使徒保罗告诉我们，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The Bible says, when Christ died, you died. When Christ walked out of the tomb, you walked out of that tomb together. Not physically yet, but your end has changed because of that. Once we were to go to hell, now because of Christ, we go to heaven.Once we were broken and we did not have Father, now we have the intimacy with God. Everything about you changed because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们说，在耶稣基督在那个坟墓里面的时候，我们的老我也是跟着耶稣基督一同死在这个坟墓里面。但耶稣基督活出来的时候，我们也有了新的生命。就是说，我们本来受咒诅的是要面对死亡的，但是因为耶稣基督的救赎。
Some of you may not remember this story because you're too young, right? It took place in 2006 in October. A gunman entered Amish schoolhouse in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. Do you guys remember that? He went in there and killed 5 girls and he killed himself.
我是有一个这样的故事，大概发生在二十年前，是2006年十月份的一件事情，发生在宾州。Amish 这个 community 有一个人，他这个持枪闯入了一个学校，杀了5个学校的这个儿童，然后他自己也把自己给自杀了。
At the time, people in the world watched with horror. Then he saw something it cannot explain. What happened is that within hours, the Amish families went to the shooter's home. They hugged the widow, cried with her, told her they forgave her husband.A grandfather who had lost his granddaughter said that day, we must not think evil of this man.
这个当时的全世界都对这个暴行说惨案说震惊，但是有一个更令人惊奇的事情发生，就是在几个小时这个案发几个小时之后，这个很多这个 Amish community 这个社区的人就回到就到这个枪手的这个遗孀这个家里面来跟他拥抱，然后有一个这个孙女是被枪杀的一个祖父，就说我们不要记着这个枪手的这个恶。
That was a lot longer than what I said. At the shooter's funeral, more than half of the attendees were Amish.
在这个凶手的一个葬礼上，有超过一半的人是这个有 Amish 这个社区的人。
If you watch like CNN and all these news medias, the reporters had hard time trying to describe what was happening.
如果你看到当时的 CNN 的各种电视台的报道的话， 当时的现场的记者就很难描述到现场发生的这个事情。
They've never seen anything like it because ordinary people don't just do that. You can't just forgive something like that by sheer will power that we have.
因为是正常的人是不会依靠自己的意志力能够宽恕这个刚刚做了这样暴行的人。
What was happening is that Christ was living through them.
真正发生的事是因为耶稣基督活在这些有信仰的人身上。
The risen Christ, the Spirit of Christ, was united with them, and they were living through His power, not their own willpower.
这个事情只能有一种解释，就是耶稣基督的灵是在所有真正信他的当时这个安息日的人身上。只有这样的话，他们才能做出那样的饶恕。
So Romans 8:11 says this, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you.
罗马书告诉我们说，那是耶稣基督复活的灵，现在正住在我每一个真正信他的人身上。
The same Spirit, not a copy. The same Spirit that rolled the stone away on that Sunday morning is the same Spirit that lives in you and lives in me for those who believe in Jesus Christ. Amen.
这个是活在我们每一个真正信仰的人身上的灵，就是也是同样一个把耶稣基督从坟墓里面复活的，把那个石头移开的圣灵。
So when you walk away from sin, you struggle for years, that's not your willpower, that's the power of God working in you, resurrection power. The idol that loses grip in your life, that's not your willpower, that's God's power working through you. And sometimes we don't recognize it, but that's what it is. Because you walked out of the tomb and now you're alive through the Spirit of Jesus.
当你能够克服一个让你束缚你多年的罪，这并不是靠你自己的意志力，而是那个让你复活的灵在你身上运行。如果你能够让过去一个习惯得到改变，也是一个你的偶像的辖制，现在没有在那样受辖制，也是一个让使人得自由的灵运行在你的中间。
I remember an old story about a little kid, kindergarten kid. After Sunday school, he went home and he asked his mom, "Mom, is God big?"
我记得这样有故事，就是说一个幼儿园的孩子，他下课以后问他的妈妈，就是说神是不是很大
？Yeah, God is big. He's everywhere.
神是很大的，他无处不在。
And he's here.
神也今天在我们这个会堂里面。
We started with a question, who do you belong to?
我们今天开始的话就是有这样的问题，就是你到底是属于谁。
Those students in Kenya on that day stepped into eternity and they knew exactly who they belonged to.
那些肯尼亚那种受害的学生，100多个学生，他们在踏入永恒的时候知道他们属于谁。
Nothing could take them away from that ownership of God towards them.
任何事情都不能把他们属于神和神的同在分开。
You and I face the same question every single day. Even, you know, we don't have guns to our heads, but we face it every single day. Every time you choose an idol over the truth, who do you belong to?
我们每一个人在现在生活里面也都面对着同样的问题。虽然我们有一个枪对着我们的头，但我们也同样面对着我们到底属于谁的问题。当你在做一个选择是真理还是偶像的时候，你是面对这样的一个选择。
Every time you live for approval, instead of resting in God's approval, you're saying, hey, am I a Christian?
在任何时候你在想取得他人的赞誉的时候，而不是在神的应许里面得到安息的时候，你应该问自己，我是不是一个真正的基督徒。
And every time we're worried about our future full of anxiety and worry and debilitates us, because we don't trust that God is good and he'll take care of us, the question is, who do you belong to?
在有时候我们对未来充满了焦虑和不安的时候，我们其实是在说，我们并不相信这个神会在未来会保护我们。这时候我们就要问，我们到底是否真正的属于耶稣。
My friends, if you are in Christ, he has you in his hands, and you belong to him, and nothing can separate you from him.
如果我们属于耶稣基督的话，耶稣基督会把我们放在他的手心里面，没有任何事情能够使我们和耶稣基督分开。
Let me read you a Bible verse that I think many of us are familiar, but it's worth hearing again. Nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
这一段是我们都很熟悉的经文，是罗马书八章三十八到三十九节。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是我在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Nothing. Isn't that a good word? Nothing.Not what you did yesterday, last Tuesday, not what you did 10 years ago, not whatever is anchoring you down. But Jesus says nothing will separate you from Christ. And this morning he's saying, so come. Come to me. Bring the heaviness and the loads that you carry every day and leave it at the cross. Because he paid it all.
那对经文告诉我们说，没有任何事情让我们能够神的爱隔绝，不是你昨天做的什么事情。或者是一周之前做的事情，或者是十年来一直让你背负的重担。圣经告诉我们，神告诉我们说，把这个所有的重担都放在他的宝座前面，来到他的面前，他会给你自由。
And this morning we come to his table. The table where bread is his body and where the wine is his blood shed on that Friday afternoon for your sins and my sins.
今天我们来到圣餐的桌前。这个饼是耶稣基督的身体，这个酒是耶稣基督的宝血，他在那一天为了我你我的罪而在十字架面前所舍的。
And he grabbed that cup and he drank it all, and nothing was left in that cup. It is finished.
当我们拿到这个饼的杯的时候，把它完全喝下去的时候，我们就知道我们的一切都得到了，罪都得到了赦免。
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again.
圣经告诉我们说，我们在吃这个饼和喝这个杯的时候，我们是在纪念耶稣基督我们所做的。
You're not just remembering what happened 2,000 years ago, but you're declaring that what happened 2,000 years ago is still true today.And here in this place, Christ resides, and he is at the table. So he says, come, come tired, come broken, come as you are, and place your weight before the cross, and know that nothing can separate you from the love of Christ.
我们来纪念耶稣，并不是仅仅是一个回忆一个两千年的事情，而是现在耶稣基督就在我们中间，我们把我们所有的这种重担和罪恶感都放在耶稣基督宝座面前。来得到他里面的平安。
And when you come, he's not going to evaluate you. He's not going to whip out a list of things that you should correct. No, when you come, he'll feed you, he'll nurture you. He'll say once again what the cross means. Done, paid for, yours, come home.
当你来到这个宝座前的时候，圣餐桌前的时候，他不再会指责你所做的一切不好的事情，而是说所有的一切都已经做好了，回到他的怀抱里。
Come to the Father like the prodigal did. If you remember that story, prodigal was on his way, telling himself, "This is what I'm going to say to the Father." But before he could even finish that thought, the Father was already what? Running towards him.
我们应该回到来到这个圣餐桌前，就像那个浪子回到他的父亲前面一样。我们虽然那个浪子当时心里面在想着。如何是向他的父亲道歉？结果他还没有想做完这些事情的时候，那个父亲已经展开怀抱，欢迎他回到他的家里面来。
In Disciple Church, I make people come to the table and grab a piece and go back to the seat.
在 DC 教会里面的话，大家到前面来，然后是拿了饼杯之后，然后再回到座位上去。
But here, the lovely ladies come and guys come and grab it.And take it to you.
今天我们这个 GCC 是有招待负责把这个饼和杯给我们每一个人。
And when they take it to you, just imagine in your head, that's the Father running to you.
在我们 看到招待拜这个饼被带给我们的时候，我们的脑里面应该有这样的图画，就是神的爱来到我们中间。
And whatever you brought into this room, leave it at the cross and leave free. Amen.
不管你带来的所有的这个重担，让它留下来，然后离开，做一个完全自由的人。
Let me pray and we'll have communion. Father, we thank you for your love. Ah, what an amazing love it is to look at the cross and find that Christ loved us so much that he drank that cup and there's not a single drop left in there. Oh Lord, we thank you. And as those who have received that gift, we want to live our lives united with Christ, sharing his love and his beauty to those around us. Help us to make big deal out of Christ wherever we go. And as we partake of the table, we don't just remember Jesus of 2,000 years ago, but we remember Jesus who is here and who is on his way to gather his people. We come to the table with contrite and broken heart, Lord. May you bring your healing and your hope and your commitment over us. And may our hearts once again commit to walk with you and be with you. In Jesus' name. Yeah.